And the girls in green were welcomed home to O'Connell Street in Dublin yesterday evening. Thousands of supporters turned up to show their admiration for the World Cup team. Our reporter Molly O'Connor was there for the celebrations. She talked to fans and heard from manager Vera Powell.
Unfortunately couldn't get through the group stage, but I think we've shown the world, right, that we're coming, isn't it? We're getting there.
I thought they got on so well. It was so nice to see them qualify in the first place. I was just so happy they were there. I thought they did really well against Canada and Australia and Nigeria. I watched all three matches. I thought they were great.
The achievement was getting to the competition in the first place, and we got a really hard group. So to not lose every game, I mean, to turn up and see them play well was fantastic.
Obviously, they came out short, but we're all here as supporters, here for the homecoming of the women's, and that's what it's about. All the genders, regardless, it's all about coming together and supporting each other. Fair play to them, and they've just done a great job at displaying that, in my opinion.
I thought they did an amazing job at representing Ireland. Even though they didn't get through to the next round, they still did an amazing job, and did an amazing job to even get to the World Cup. It's such an amazing feat, especially the first time as well.
Any standout moments? That goal against Canada was amazing.
I think when Katie McCabe hit the back net, I think everyone got up and cheered for that fantastic goal. And I just think the team pulled really well together,
okay,
and they gave it their all, and really bad moments.
Standout moments. Katie McCabe's corner, it was fab. Like,
so you
it
just
was
pick
just
up
a shock.
On this
like, it was just so good. It was so
Do you think this is good for the future of women's football?
Absolutely, absolutely, in my opinion and understanding. And they deserve a lot of credit as well as the men have been doing. So, yeah, women set a good example in that, and I'm proud to say I'm happy for them all.
I think it's provided us with great role models for our girls to look up to and just to show them how we can perform so wonderfully on a world stage.
I think they've done really well.
Would you ever want to be a football player like that?
Definitely.
Really? How come?
I really want to play for my home country.
She named her goldfish, yeah.
What did you name your goldfish?
We've one named after Lionel Messi, and the other one, what did you name her?
Amber.
After who?
Amber Barrett.
Come on, you girls in green!
Come on, you girls in green. Even the goldfish wearing green, I'd imagine, in that situation. That report from Molly O'Connor.